Welcome back to Coast AM. Yes, we've been speaking with Dr. Tom O'Brien, who's considered the Sherlock Holmes for chronic disease. We've been talking about solving our little base hits, is what he calls them, is the things that we can do to mitigate against all of the electromagnetic frequencies, the toxins in our water, soil, air, with 5G coming. He's offered a lot of great solutions. I have a couple other ones here that I was looking up. There's a 5G summit that he's doing, and there's also the one on the autoimmune dysfunction, the Betrayal documentary. Both of them are great. And all of this links back to autoimmune dysfunction. Now, here's a few things that you can do that I found through his research is that you can take a bath in salt and baking soda. That helps reduce the impact of the electromagnetic frequencies. You can take minerals, specifically magnesium. You can turn your routers off. You can sleep in an EMF-free canopy. Don't give children cell phones below the age of 8 just to pacify them. And we are going to be getting into next how every disease and chronic condition is based on inflammation. What we're going to talk about next really links directly to the autoimmune dysfunction that 7% of our American population has. So we'll get through some solutions after we're back from the break with Dr. Tom O'Brien. I'm Lisa Garr, and you're listening to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast AM. I'm Lisa Garr, and Dr. Tom O'Brien is joining me to talk about the link between autoimmune dysfunction and EMFs. We've been covering that a lot in this first hour tonight. Now let's talk, Tom, a little bit about our immune system and some of the things that interfere with our immune system that cause inflammation. Is inflammation the key here to autoimmune disease?
Inflammation is the ammunition that your immune system uses to protect you. Inflammation is not a bad thing. Excessive inflammation is a bad thing because you get collateral damage. I think that's the way of looking at this. So when we, when I was a little kid, one time I stepped on a nail. You know, that was really painful and all that. Had to get a tetanus shot and all that, but. When you damage your skin, whether you step on a nail or you scrape your skin or something, your immune system gets called to that area right away. That's there are messengers that are sent that we got a problem over here, and then the immune system comes in to clean up any bad bacteria that might be getting in there, any dirt, just clean the area up, not sterilize it, but clean it up so that the cells can regenerate and heal. So inflammation is a good thing. Without that, we wouldn't be here because the world that we live in is loaded with bacteria and viruses and things. And most of them, thank God, are good guys, but some of them are not. So we need the immune system to protect us. So inflammation is not a bad thing. Excessive inflammation is a bad thing.
And what causes that? What causes excessive inflammation?
Anything that comes into or around our system, our bodies, that is perceived as a threat. So that's the phthalates, the plastic, the chemicals in plastic. That's mercury toxicity in the fish. That's nail polish or cosmetics. When you read the list of chemicals, although the cosmetic industry has successfully passed legislation, they don't have to list what's in their ingredients. And we think it's all safe, and it's not. But the chemicals that we're exposed to, the glyphosate that is on our commercial food, the insecticides, the pesticides. You know, there was a government study that was commissioned in Norway. I think it was either Norway or Finland. And the topic was, should we recommend women not breastfeed in a first pregnancy? What?
Why?
And, yeah, exactly.
Because of why? Glyphosates. Because of
this
why?
It was supposed to be a 6-month study. It went on for 2.5 years because there were so many opinions of and so much intensity and, on the topic. So people in that area of the world eat a lot of fish. The fish come from the fjords. The fjords are long and narrow and deep. Farmers in the area have been using insecticides and pesticides, PCBs, DDT, for 50 years. The rain washes the insecticides off the plants into the soil, down into the streams, into the rivers. The rivers flow into the fjords. The PCBs and DDT go into the fjords. The fish absorb PCBs. When you eat fish, there's mercury in fish. There's PCBs in fish. Now, there's no evidence that any PCBs that you get from a serving of fish is harmful for humans.
Mm.
That's how the government gets away with this garbage.
You know, that's the statement.
True. There is no evidence. But these chemicals are called endocrine disruptors. They disrupt your hormones. And how do they do that? They bind and they get stored in your hormone-loving cells. And that's estrogen and testosterone-loving cells. So that's the testicles for men. That's the breasts and the uterus for women. So fast forward now. You've got a young woman, 27, 28 years old. She gets married. She gets pregnant. Hopefully she has a healthy pregnancy and a healthy delivery. And just before delivery, the brain says, okay, we're about to deliver here. Breast, it's time to start making some milk. Let's start lactating now. So the breasts start making milk in preparation to feed the baby
that's
about to be born. Now, where does the milk come from? It comes from the breast cells. And where do the breast cells get the raw materials to make the milk?
Estrogen.
From the fat cells of the breast.
Oh, okay.
And what's in the fat cells of the breast? Endocrine disrupting chemicals that have been accumulating for 25, 28 years.
They accumulate, they stay?
Exactly.
Ooh.
Exactly. I mean, and, you know, the term for these chemicals are called, one of the terms used for them is called obesogens. Because these chemicals, if your detox pathways can't break them down and get rid of this stuff when it gets in your body, because it's in your celery, and it's in your lettuce, and it's in your beef, and it's in your chicken, and if it accumulates because it can't be gotten rid of, the brain says, get this stuff out of circulation. Get this stuff away from me. So it gets stored in the fat cells. And what fat cells does it get stored in?
Breast tissue.
Endocrine disrupting fat cells, the breasts, the testicles. So this stuff accumulates for 20, 30, 40 years.
It stores.
Now, Mom,
I see.
Now Mom gets pregnant. She has a healthy delivery. Her breasts are making milk. The baby drinks the milk. The first 3 to 5 days of milk is called colostrum. It's not milk. It's colostrum. It has many, many benefits. But this colostrum is being made from the raw materials in the breast that also are storing a lot of toxic chemicals. So this breast milk is highly concentrated in these toxic chemicals. Now you're talking about dosages of exposure that are harmful to humans.
So you don't think it was this way like 30 years ago, right? This is really...
Oh, goodness no. Huh. Goodness no. This is something that's come on in the last 30 to 40 years. With the advent of the chemicals that we're exposed to. And I'll get to that topic in a minute. That's a jaw dropper. But to complete this first about this government commission, they came out after 2.5 years and they said, no, it's more important to breastfeed than not. And that was based mostly on the input of the chemical industry, the agriculture industry, and the fishing industry. But I personally agree with that. There are so many benefits to breastfeeding.
Oh, yeah.
Cannot be replaced by artificial feeding of the baby. So anytime you can breastfeed, it's more important to breastfeed than not.
Especially for neurotransmitters, but yes. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. However, for women of childbearing age, it's critically important that they detox their breasts before they get pregnant. That they spend 6 months to a year with a functional medicine or a holistic doctor learning how to gently and safely detox your breast so that your future baby's breast be protected and not exposed to all these toxic chemicals.
Well, and the rest of us, we have, how do we detoxify our entire bodies? Because yes, we're subject to the toxic overload as well. Everything you just mentioned applies to the entire population.
Exactly.
Around
exactly.
the world.
Every holistic doctor has some ideas about detoxifying. Everyone does. Now, the first thing, though, that every person can do starting today, every person, what is the one thing critical to detoxing and getting rid of bad chemicals that you're exposed to? There's one thing that's critical, and that is water.
Right.
We all need to be drinking more water, and it's a half ounce per pound body weight. That's a minimum. That's not a maximum. That's a minimum. So if you weigh, if you're a guy and you weigh 150 pounds, that's 75 ounces of water a day, every day, without exception. Because if you don't have the highway flowing well, if your four-lane highway is narrowed down to one lane, you get backup, and that's called toxicity. If you don't have enough water to flush this stuff and get rid of it, the stuff accumulates in your body. So you must have enough water just as a basic 101 concept.
75 ounces, that's a lot, but that's great. I mean, something to definitely get used to.
And yeah, so if a woman weighs 120 pounds, that's 60 ounces of water a day. That's just about a half a gallon. Oh, my God, I'll be peeing all day long. That's the idea. You've got to flush this stuff out.
Now,
get it out of you.
What about green juices? What about those types of things that are also, is that also considered water or in addition to?
No. That's a really good question. So smoothies, green juices, things like that have a lot of health benefits. No question about it. But the only thing that is a neutral, that requires no effort, because everything you put in your mouth, everything is either inflammatory or anti-inflammatory. There's no neutrals except for healthy water. That's the only neutral. And so you want to make sure you're getting a half ounce of water per pound body weight. And then all of the other liquids that you drink in the day are in addition to that.
Okay. All right. So that's a good overall way to start the detoxification process. A couple questions. There's questions coming in from our listeners. I'm going to take one of these calls here from San Francisco, Carlo. Carlo has a question for you, Dr. Tom O'Brien. Hi, Carlo.
Hi, Ms. Garr and Dr. O'Brien. Nice, interesting conversation. So I should point out that, you know, I'm in my mid-50s. I have two siblings about all the same age. We all have autoimmune disorders. And I only have one autoimmune disorder that's only activated once and has been in remission for about 12 years. My brother and my sister have multiple autoimmune disorders that are, in some cases, physically debilitating, and they're on the regimen of the prednisone and whatnot. But the thing is that we also came from a severe adverse childhood environment, or ACE. And if you know anything about adverse child environment studies with regards to complex PTSD and the manufacturing and exposure and absorption in such young ages of cortisol, with regards to your statement about the four-sided pyramid, where does the adverse child environment fit into that? And what is your analysis of the information with regards to autoimmune disorders and the corresponding abuse background? Secondly,
and cortisol,
you mentioned
that's a big one right there. That's
secondly,
a huge one.
And I'm sorry about that, but secondly, you mentioned a case study or about autism, and you mentioned a very low figure. The last figure that I've heard of the autism spectrum population is 166 in per thousand. And my brother is a high-functioning autistic, PDD-NOS, which when he was diagnosed, there was a different criteria. But since then, when I understand for political reasons, there's been more consolidation of various spectrums, and this is so that we can have, you know, government attention to this particular disorder. So I just wanted to, you know, find out, you know, where you got that statistic about, you know, about autism, and if there's That would just be very helpful. And my last question, I don't think you'll be able to get to it, is do you see in the future with the rollout of 5G any kind of studies, as these studies are being done by people like yourself, where we're going to see product liability in comparison to what we've seen with, say, Bayer's Roundup or, you know, formerly Monsanto's? And I'll take my questions off the air.
Thank you so much. Well, let's talk about the cortisol buildup in autoimmune. Is there a relation? Is there a correlation there, Dr. Tom?
Oh, you bet. And first, let me congratulate Carlo in being so educated on these topics.
Yes.
And this is what we all need, is to have a level of education about the things that may or are impacting on you and your children. So kudos to you, Carlos, for having taken the time to learn more. Now, for your siblings that are still on prednisone, that's unfortunate. And if you need the drugs, you take them. But the goal, now every cell in your body regenerates, every single cell. We have an entire new body every 7 years. Some cells regenerate very quickly, like the inside lining of your guts every 2 to 3 days. Some cells are very slow, like bone cells are slow, brain cells are slow, but every cell regenerates. So the question is, are you creating an environment for a healthier regenerating cell or a same disease cell or a lower functioning disease cell? So from that perspective, it reinforces the concept that base hits win the ballgame. And there is no question traumatic childhood, absolutely no question, sets the stage for the development of that child's brain and nervous system to be functioning on a defense mode all the time. High anxiety, high alertness, high awareness. We call that PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, which is just an accumulation of symptoms under the category of that. No, absolutely no question about it.
Okay.
Those types of people, you know, who have experienced those types of traumas in their life, they do really well by focusing a little base hit every day on their lifestyle and their environment to have a less stressful, a less cortisol-producing environment. The little things they do, like play a little classical music in the background so you wake up in the morning. If you like classical music or soft music, you know, listen to different stations that like angelic music or my wife found a station on, what's that network?
Sirius?
The one that she uses is Spotify.
There's a lot of them. I like that angelic music, though. That's a good one. Yeah, something that has a high frequency and you can relax with.
Yeah, Spotify has one, happy music.
No, that's great.
So we play that during the day in the background. You know, the songs that I remember from the 70s and the 80s. And you're kind of rocking a little bit to it, you know, as you're going about your day. You know, but creating that environment. Right now I'm sitting here and I've got 4 candles lit here in the room.
Well, that's nice.
Because I like flame. I like a little bit of light like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it just softens my brain function.
Well,
so, Carlos, for PTSD type people, focusing on creating a little softer environment and all the little things you can do, using essential oils that are relaxing, and just doing it day after day after week after month after year, it's not long before, hey, you know, I'm calmed down more than I've ever been. I responded better to that potential stress than I would have 3 months ago or 6 months ago.
You know, and the fact that he has difference between his siblings, the information and the knowledge that he does have is obviously working for him, which is great. And we actually have to take another break here. So we're going to take a quick break and come back with more of your questions and more solutions from Dr. Tom O'Brien. I'm Lisa Garr, and you're listening to Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast to Coast AM. I am Lisa Garr, and my guest is Dr. Tom O'Brien. We have talked about everything tonight, from 5G to toxins in our water, air, soil, electromagnetic frequencies, and solutions on ways that you can lessen the cumulative effects of these toxins in our bodies. Now, the autoimmune dysfunction, the betrayal documentary that he did, it's about the autoimmune disease and how our autoimmune function is basically betraying us. because it is under constant attack. And one of the things that you talk about in this betrayal documentary is a big question here about the broader idea that if you have elevated antibodies, now a lot of people have Hashimoto's out there, Tom, what do the elevated antibodies over time do to the hormones in the body?
Okay. First, let me say the title is Betrayal, the Autoimmune Disease Solution They're Not Telling You. So it's not that your immune system is betraying you, rather that this information that is not being given to us. And when you hear the world experts, you know, my wife and I traveled to 7 different countries, and I interviewed the godfathers of autoimmunity. I mean, the researchers. I'd read their research papers, so I knew who to talk to, and I knew the questions to ask them. And when you hear them speak, and then you say, well, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. How come my doctor never told me that? Or how come my representatives in Congress haven't protected us from that? That's where you feel betrayed, is that we've been misled in terms of where does disease come from. And never before in the history of humanity have humans had to deal with what's every day in our lives right now. I mean, your body is exactly the same as your ancestors thousands of years ago. We have the same kidneys. We have the same liver. We have the same immune system. So what did our immune system have to protect us from, for our ancestors? Bugs, parasites, viruses, molds, fungus, and bacteria. That was it. There was no perchloroethylene. There was no red dye number 42. Mm. There was no highly concentrated lead in the water or mercury in the fish.
And I always think about, if we're in this place now, what's it going to be like in 20, 30 years? Yes.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's an Armageddon in our future if this continues. I mean, it's called the sixth extinction. And just Google the sixth extinction. And you see scientists from the National Academy of Science. These are not bozos from a little community college. These are our best scientists at the National Academy of Science. They're saying, we don't know that humans will be on the planet in 50 years. They're trying to tell us that now.
Yes.
And we're blindly going forward, doing what we're doing, not paying attention, because we're driving our Cadillac Escalades, or we're, you know, eating all the sweets or drinking the pop, whatever it is that we're doing. We're just not paying attention because there's such overwhelm for us. We have to go back to the base hits, and meaning the little things, like in the last caller, his questions. That made me happy to hear those questions from Carlos, mm-hmm. not because he and his siblings are suffering, but because he's educated himself and he's learning how to deal with this deck of cards that he's been dealt in this lifetime. And he's learning how to adjust. You know, the little things, like I said, light a candle, use some essential oils every day. It sounds kind of wussy to some mm-hmm. guys. It's like, are you kidding me? No, I'm not kidding you, man. You're going to feel a little bit better. And all the little bit betters that you feel builds up to create more of what technically is called a parasympathetic dominant state. And what that means is you're more relaxed. You calm down. There's less stress hormones. You don't react as if you're fighting for your life every time a stress comes in, which is an automatic, not thought about response. Your body immediately wants to protect you from whatever threat it is that comes in. So this whole thing about betrayal is, when you watch Betrayal, and it's all free, and when you watch this docuseries and you hear from the world experts, and then you hear about people. So I interviewed the experts, and then I interviewed the clinicians who are applying some of the principles from this excellent science. And then I interviewed the patients of the clinicians who were reversing their MS, reversing their rheumatoid.
Amazing.
Reversing mm-hmm. their depression mm-hmm. again and again and again. And, you know, I'll never forget this one woman in London. I mean, she came and said, I took the tube to come here today. 44-year-old woman, and that's the underground train, the mm-hmm. tube. And she said, the tube station is 7 blocks from here, and I walked. She said, it's not a big deal. And then she started to tear up. and say, but it is. And then we show you pictures of her 2 years earlier. She's in a wheelchair. She couldn't walk with multiple sclerosis.
Wow.
And she had 7 lesions on her brain. Ugh. Today, she has no symptoms, and she has 2 lesions left on her brain.
Where is
and
the...
there is never going to be a drug that's going to do that. You know, let's talk for a moment because this relates, Lisa. Alzheimer's. The American Alzheimer's Association has come out this year and said 1 in 3 now die. 1 in 3 elders now dies with dementia. 1 in 3. That's you and your family. 1 in 3. Now, why is that happening? It's because of the incredible amount of toxins that we're being, the poisons, not only chemical, but the emotional, like post-traumatic stress disorder. Keep building cortisol in your body every day to fight for your life without thinking, but you automatically fight for your life. That's toxic mm-hmm. to your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to create an environment that's a little softer, that gets you closer to what's called a parasympathetic dominant state.
So, Tom, in the...
critically important.
So, in what we were talking about the elevated antibodies and its relationship to, you said that we've all these different stressors on our body. We didn't talk about yet about gluten and the exposures to gluten and how it can impact people's immune system. That's a whole topic.
I will use the example of wheat.
Yes.
And I will say it's the exact same mechanism for cortisol. So
okay.
There's not enough time to do both. It's the exact same mechanism. So every human, and there are many studies on this now, Harvard's published them, many other people have published them. Every human, every time you eat wheat, you get intestinal permeability. That's the geek term for
every human,
gut.
Whether or not they're
every
allergic.
Human, every time, right, has nothing to do with allergy. Every human, every time. But the fastest growing cells in the body are the inside lining of the gut. Every 2 to 3 days, you have a whole new lining to your gut. So you have toast for breakfast, you tear the lining to the gut, but it heals. You have a sandwich for lunch, you tear the lining of the gut, but it heals. You have pasta for dinner, you tear the lining of the gut, but it heals. Day after week after month after year until one day, you don't heal anymore. Now you get the leaky gut. Now when you get this leaky gut, see, your gut is a big, long tube, and the inside of the tube is lined with cheesecloth. So only really small molecules can get through from the tube into the bloodstream. You swallow food. It's in the tube. It's not in your body yet. It's got to be broken down small enough to go through the cheesecloth into the bloodstream. And then your body uses the amino acids and the vitamins and the minerals. But leaky gut is when you get tears in the cheesecloth.
And they don't repair.
Every time you eat, I'm sorry?
And they don't repair.
And they don't repair, right. Mm-hmm. So every time you eat wheat, you get tears in the cheesecloth and it repairs. It heals. Until one day you don't heal anymore. And that's called loss of oral tolerance. When you can't tolerate the insult anymore and you don't heal, now you get the leaky gut. And that's really the key. Everyone, if they could get educated on how do you build tolerance back? How does Carlos build tolerance for emotional stress that comes into his life? By doing candles and essential oils and soft music day after day after day, and you build a little more resilience, right? Because that guy's system got beat up as a child.
Emotionally, yes. System. Well, what you're telling me, even people without gluten sensitivity have the permeability through the intestinal wall if they eat bread and wheat every single day?
Even if they eat bread once, you get tears in the cheesecloth every single time you get exposed to wheat.
And this causes the inflammation, right? This is what...
Exactly, exactly. So when you lose oral tolerance because your system is getting attacked and attacked and attacked and attacked and your immune system just can't handle it anymore... And when you lose oral tolerance, now you get the leaky gut. And now you get these bigger molecules getting through into the bloodstream. And let's say it's a gluten molecule or a wheat molecule. As an example, it could be a tomato, it could be spinach, it could be chicken, it could be anything. But now you get these molecules going through into the bloodstream. Your immune system, designed to protect you, says, what is that? That's not supposed to be here. I can't use that to make new bone cells or brain cells. I better fight that. Now you make antibodies to wheat or gluten or tomato or chicken or whatever the macromolecule is that gets into your bloodstream. Now you've got these antibodies trying to destroy this perceived threat.
Got
it. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter what it is. Now, here's the kicker. When the immune system trains the antibodies to go after wheat, as an example, the antibodies are looking for a particular amino acid structure. I like to call it the orange vest. So the antibodies, which are special forces, are in your bloodstream looking everywhere for orange vests. Wherever they see an orange vest, they fire their chemical bullet to destroy that. That's what vaccinations do for measles and yellow fever, dengue fever. That's how it works. It's looking for a specific orange vest. We wouldn't be here if we didn't have this mechanism. But here's what happens. The amino acids that make up the orange vest that the antibodies are looking for to wheat in this example, that amino acid part, that vest, is exactly the same or really close enough to the proteins that make up the surface of the thyroid. So now, because proteins are hundreds of amino acids long, and the orange vest might be 10 amino acids, 20 amino acids, but the hundreds of amino acids that make up the protein of the thyroid include the orange vest. So now the antibodies are looking for wheat. They see the orange vest in the thyroid, and if that's your genetic vulnerability, you fire your chemical bullet at the orange vest amino acids on the thyroid. Now you damage a thyroid cell.
That's how that happens. Brain cells.
Or a brain cell.
Yeah, the brain cells.
So it's the same mechanism. It's called molecular mimicry. So now you've damaged the thyroid cell in this example. If you do a blood test for thyroid hormones, Carlos talked about one of his siblings that has Hashimoto's. That's a thyroid autoimmune disease. And you do a blood test to look for antibodies to your thyroid. Why is there a normal level of antibodies to thyroid? When is it normal to have any antibodies to your thyroid? Well, Mrs. Patient, you have an entire new body every 7 years. Every cell regenerates. How does that happen? Your immune system has to make antibodies to get rid of the old and damaged cells to make room for the new cells. That's common. It happens every day in every tissue of our body. So there's a normal level of antibodies to your brain.
But
there's a normal level.
When you have elevated antibodies, that's what's affecting the brain. And that's why we have these neurological issues that you were talking about earlier that are continuing to escalate and escalate. That was a big question.
That's where I'm going about Alzheimer's. That's where I'm going.
God, I asked you a huge question and you gave me a great answer. And I understand. I mean, there was a super clear answer about what elevated antibodies are, why it's caused by constant exposure to gluten, and how that affects the brain. Brilliant.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Wow, you have so much information, and I love it. And thank you for clearing up the betrayal, by the way. I really thought it was our immune system betraying us, but it's not. It's the information.
No, that's
right.
That's a critically important thing to understand.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Is that your immune system is trying to protect you.
It is, yes.
So the question is, what's it trying to protect you from?
Everything.
Stop exposure to all this crud that we're exposed. Never before in the history of humanity have we had to deal with all of those toxins that we're exposed to now. Here's a critical concept. What's happened in the last 30 years? The Toxic Substance Control Act was passed by Congress in 1976. It is still the governing regulation for toxic substances in our environment, chemicals. And it's so cumbersome. The lobbyists were so successful in just pulling any teeth out of this bill that in 40 years, it's only regulated and stopped the production or the distribution of 5 chemicals or classes of chemicals in 40 years.
Wow.
And this is the governing legislation in our country today. Now, how bad is it? It's 27 trillion pounds of toxic chemicals, of chemicals being manufactured or imported into the United States every year.
Year?
27 trillion.
Oh, my God.
Now, that comes down to 247 pounds per person per day. Just do the math.
Mm-hmm. That's no wonder.
50-pound bags per day for every person in the U.S. And we've never been exposed. And the only way that our immune system, trying to protect us, can deal with this is as if it's a bug, parasite, virus, mold, fungus, or bacteria.
And that's what inflammation does, right? That's what
exactly.
We do. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the inflammation, and that is the trigger that's causing atherosclerosis, autoimmune, because atherosclerosis is an autoimmune disease. So that is the trigger.
There are so many autoimmune diseases.
Our immune system to attack our own tissue. It's trying to protect us, but these chemicals bind onto your heart, so the immune system attacks the chemical, it damages the heart, then you have to get rid of the old and damaged heart cells to make room for new heart cells, but there's more chemical exposure that binds onto your heart or binds onto your brain or wherever it binds, so you kill, the antibodies kill more of that tissue, trying to get rid of the toxic chemicals, and now you're off to the races with an autoimmune disease.
Right, which is why there are so many autoimmune diseases. Now, there is so much information. You only have 2 minutes left, Tom, and I barely got to any questions, which I know that I can direct people towards this documentary, betrayaldocumentary.com. And you said that it's free to watch?
Yes. Yes, it's all free.
Wow. That's fantastic. And you said over 71 different scientists? Is that what you said that you interviewed?
85 people were interviewed, scientists, practitioners, and maybe 10 or 15 patients.
Fantastic. And this all gets, and then over 500,000 people have watched this so far. So this is something that, as you think that Dr. Tom O'Brien has information now, watch 85 other interviews this style, and you will have an entirely new understanding that's not just a few people talking about where we're heading with autoimmune disease, but there's also a lot of solutions on how to block
it. Well, Lisa, if I may, there are two books that I've written in the last 4 years, and it's all about this stuff. And you read these books. Now, The Autoimmune Fix won the National Book Award. It's like,
fantastic.
Oh, that's really a great honor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Then You Can Fix Your Brain. Is number one in 7 categories on Amazon for brain function, strokes, and Alzheimer's. Number one. So these two books, they're both on Amazon. They're both on my website that sends you to Amazon.
Thank you.
It's probably the easiest way is to go to thedr.com.
Thedr.com.
Take the time.
Yeah.
Yes, thedr.com. And you take the time to read these books, and you've got the big picture.
Lots of great material. Dr. Tom O'Brien has been my guest. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. Lots of great information, and we are going to take another quick break. We will be back with Kimberly Meredith. I'm Lisa Garr. You're listening to Coast to Coast AM.